Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today with Kyoto Student Council President Jillian Schulte to talk about the festivities going on during Kyoto's homecoming next week. Can you just kind of give me a rundown on some of the festivities going on throughout the week?
All right, so Monday is going to be medical emergency for the dress-up day, where it's the kids are going to dress up in medical stuff or like a fake injury. So just that's all we have going on Monday. Tuesday, it's going to be teacher look-alike day. Sounds pretty self-explanatory. The kids are going to dress up like teachers. And I think some of the teachers had mentioned dressing up like students, so I think that's going to be pretty funny. Wednesday, country versus country club. Cowboys, kind of, or like country versus, I guess, country clubs, so like proper fancy people. Thursday is anything goes days, so the classes pick their own themes for that day. And then during school, we have anything goes, which is a competition between the classes, and we just play a bunch of games. We have games like ball trolley, homerhead, dodgeball, tug of war, fun things like that. And then Friday is spirit day, and homecoming's that day.
And what kind of work in preparation has been done from you and the student council?
We've had multiple meetings. We've had to plan the T-shirts and get the buttons ordered and like sent in. So working with like different companies to get that stuff organized and designed and sent in. We had to create the homecoming days and pick what themes we wanted to do. The anything goes had to be planned. And we had to write out scripts for that and stuff. And then the pep rally Friday, we had to write out scripts and plan that out too.
And then out of all the festivities going on throughout the week, what are you most excited for?
I think anything goes. That's always a really, really fun time for the students, and I love it. And the senior class is always kind of getting an advantage in it, and so it's exciting to finally be a senior and get to win. So.
And as being a senior, what have you learned from the classes above you that kind of helped you in planning this year's homecoming?
Probably to plan ahead. Like last year, the president did a really great job with planning ahead, and then this year we have a new advisor, and so I'm having to help out a lot. And so learning, doing everything multiple weeks in advance has really helped, and getting everyone involved and just making it fun.
And then what's the kind of excitement level with the students? Are they excited, or what are they most looking forward to, or can you give me a little background on what's going on there?
I think that all the students usually really, really enjoy the dress-up days. The number of kids that dress up has kind of gone down, but we've like been working to improve that this year. We've got the dress-up days out really early and been encouraging students. Lots of the kids love Anything Goes. And the pep rally, we usually have parent skits, and all the kids really enjoy that. But I think most of the kids are pretty excited this year. I think we got a lot of great stuff going for Anything Goes in the dress-up days. So.
And then coming into your senior year, was this something you're kind of looking forward to, or was this a highlight, or can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was really excited this year. It's going to be my senior year. I play on the basketball team, and homecoming has always been one of my favorite times of the year, and just getting to be a senior, getting to play out on the court and be just have the whole community there. A lot of alumni come to the game, and like big majority of the school comes to the game, so it's just really cool to see all the community and the support.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we had the pleasure of being joined by Kyoto senior Jillian Schulte to talk about the fun stuff going on at Kyoto for their homecoming next week. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.